This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Firstly, with Joanna, very, very good to meet you and have you on the show. Yoga is very much on the list of things I want to try, but just haven't got around to it yet. Before we demystify vinyasa and hatha, could you sort of perhaps start by talking through the best type of yoga to start with for a novice such as myself?
The thing about yoga is that there's as many styles of yoga these days, really, as anyone would like to try. So different types are going to be suitable for different people.
Right.
So, for example, hatha tends to be quite slow and still, just move from one posture to another without a kind of big movement in between. And then, as we know, there's a very popular hot yoga at the moment,
yeah,
where people will go into a room that's 40 degrees and sweat themselves, so they come out with clothes drenched and feel like they've had a huge workout. So that's the thing about yoga, it's very diverse.
Very diverse. And do you practice hot yoga? Is it mostly the two you mentioned, vinyasa and hatha? Or
so I don't teach hot yoga.
No.
But I think it can be beneficial. I've been practicing a little bit.
Yeah.
And you do get that same feeling that you would get from, you know, a run or something. So this kind of can be quite uplifting.
Yeah.
But the kind of yoga I teach, you still get that feeling, but without losing the connection to the breath. And that's really the key thing about yoga, is it's a moving meditation where you link movement and breath. So like, unlike other forms of exercise where your heart rate will really rise up and your, yeah, breath will get fast, with yoga we're just looking to really keep the breath in control all the time, under our control, and adjust our movements accordingly. So it's not to say that you won't get a workout or it doesn't bring you benefit, like other kinds of benefits, but it's just that connection,
right,
and not stretching the
so,
breath.
So in terms of, you talked about the benefits, that was going to be one of my questions really. Benefits of yoga, say, versus, I don't know, Zumba or something. It's something I definitely want to try, and I'm thinking it's very good for sort of strength and flexibility, and as you say, sort of controlling your breathing and everything. It's not a workout in the same way. Obviously, you mentioned that hot yoga is.
It depends.
Yeah.
So hot yoga and vinyasa, which I teach, can be a big workout
can
as
it?
Well. So vinyasa is flow yoga.
Yeah.
And you link the postures, let's say balancing on one leg, or there's a really famous posture called downwards facing dog.
I was just about to ask about that one. Yeah, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds
well,
quite scary.
Well, yes, it is one of the most kind of known poses. It is basically when a dog is taking a big nice stretch and it sticks its bum back up in the air,
right,
and straightens the arm and presses into the floor.
Right.
So yeah, when your back, dog's having a nice stretch, it's basically that pose in human,
yeah,
form.
Okay. So as a novice to yoga, if you've got sort of some good basic flexibility and you're strong enough, any type should be okay, or would you say no, start with whatever, or is it really down to the individual?
I would say if you're in good health and you're,
yeah,
fit and healthy, you can probably start with any class, and almost every teacher will do modifications, and that's certainly what I do. So it's not always the case that you're teaching beginners in one class and advanced in another. They're normally general classes,
okay,
because one of the key things about yoga is it's also intended to be non-competitive.
Right, okay.
There's a great an ancient philosophy behind yoga, which is one of the reasons that I love it, because it's so deep and rich in history and culture and philosophy. And so going into a class, there'll be often mixed levels of people, and you're really encouraged to work at your own level and not compare yourself to other people.
Right, okay.
So I'd say I and many teachers will just be working, encouraging people to really work at their own level. So I think most people can try,
yeah,
any class.
Okay. And how many do you have in your classes normally?
So
maximum?
Maximum of 12.
Right.
We haven't hit that yet. I've had 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. So it's not that you're turning people away?
Not at the moment.
No.
It's
okay.
Really new. I've just started about a month ago in the current space.
That's by the river somewhere.
Yoga by the river,
yoga
as
the
I'm
river.
Calling it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a nice idea.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's really beautiful old clubhouse at Thames Sailing Club on the River,
okay,
Thames.
Yeah, it kind of evokes this sort of feeling of calm and peace, looking out over the river while you're doing a yoga.
Yeah,
is that what happens?
Exactly.
Yeah,
because it's on quite a busy road going to Kingston, but you just walk down some steps and you come into the river, and It's just beautiful. The swans are there. You can see green everywhere because Hampton Court is behind it. So for me, it's really important to have that lovely, calm atmosphere. And like you say, it just comes to you without even trying when you're walking down to that space.
Yeah, I can imagine, actually. Yeah, it's not like you're going to the church hall on the busy road. You're just walking down the river. And you've just started about a month ago, you said. I read that you'd come back to the UK, or is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I have been living abroad for 8 years in the Middle East.
Right. How was that?
It was amazing. It was a really wonderful experience. I was in Qatar, which is in the news a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was an education in world politics, really. My day job, I do work in the media anyway, but the newsroom there and the society there is people from all over the world, and everyone generally gets on and mixes on really well. So it's a really positive experience.
And were you teaching yoga there as well?
Yeah, so while I was there during the 8 years, that's when I trained and I started to teach. So we had a lot of free time there because I used to work on a very strange rota system, which is normal for media. And there was one amazing studio there, just the one studio in the whole country, but run by a really inspirational and wonderful woman called Valerie Jeremijenko. And so she runs a teaching program there, and I did my advanced training with her in Qatar, but I did my initial training, which is standard and enough to go on and teach, with some wonderful German teachers.
Oh, right, okay.
And I was lucky enough to have no ties and the time to go and do the training over a month, but it was split into three sections over a year. And I trained in Bali and Germany and Greece.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a very pleasant study.
Yeah, very much so. And different teachings in different places, or...
It was the same teachers, although we had a few kind of guest teachers. But the atmosphere was really different and really nice. And we had a real experience with the different kind of ways to teach. So, for example, in the Greece part, we were really in retreat in a very beautiful rural location and encouraged to go quite deep into ourselves and our own practice, because there's a lot of inner work with yoga. There can be just physical practice, but the more you get into it, you are encouraged to bring your attention inwards and to notice not only your physical moves and how your body works and reacts and changes as you put yourself through these physical movements, but there's also this element of working with the mind as well.
So it's a very calming type of exercise. Is that a fair comment? Or
I think that is generally the idea, and I've certainly always found it myself.
Yeah.
When I said at the beginning that it's a moving meditation, I really mean it. I mean, it's very powerful to work with the breath in this way. And I must say that almost every yoga class I've ever been to, it's very hard to not get that feeling.
Yeah.
It's something that I've found... not completely unique to all different kinds of exercises, because, you know, I used to be really sporty as a child and did all the team sports, and I run and swim on occasion, probably not as much as I should, but I do. But yeah, with yoga, I always feel this great sense of well-being at the end, and that's why I love it.
And before you trained as a teacher, presumably you'd been going to yoga classes yourself?
Yes.
And I guess... working in the media, probably very busy, buzzy, and quite stressful. Was this a very good sort of antidote to that, and that's why you sort of picked up on it?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
I really needed to have something that was a complete counteraction.
Yeah.
After my first few years in the Middle East, it was a new place. It's a very American city, very driving. People don't walk anywhere.
Oh, okay.
And I was working, as I was saying, these long shifts, and news media is... Yeah. Busy, fast. I wasn't travelling, but I'd be locked in front of the desk for 10 hours. I just found my shoulders around my ears.
Yeah,
my neck
tense.
Was stiff. I couldn't even move my neck properly. I wasn't really exercising. And once you get into that pattern, it's not good, and it kind of stops you wanting to do more.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a downward spiral, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'd been going to the occasional yoga classes, but then I just knew how beneficial it was for me. And I just stepped it up and then decided to do the teacher training, not initially thinking that I'd really like to teach. It wasn't something that really drew me. But then the way I look at it, and many of my teachers said this, that this is how people end up coming to teach, is that you just want to share the benefit. Because you feel so good when you do it. You want everyone to know about it and have these tools and be able to tap into something in their daily life that's just really easy to make you feel calmer and well. And it's a really excellent tool for life.
I think we all need a bit of that these days, don't we? We're all so, so busy, you know, with our lives, one way or another. Whatever our situation, we're just always sort of, I think, running on empty. Completely. So it sounds like a very, very good thing to take up. So obviously you did the training in Bali, Greece and Germany. Was it a case of go to Germany, do some teaching, think, well, I really need to try and see how they do it in Bali now? Was that just an excuse for holiday?
I would say that I didn't choose the locations, obviously, but didn't hurt.
No.
Yeah, it was one course that my teachers had put together, because at some level there's an amazing amount of teachers that I've come across who almost live as nomads and just travel the world teaching, and or they'll spend half of the time locally in one place and then travel and teach workshops around the world.
Okay.
It's really prevalent, and Bali in particular is one place where it's a real like global hub for yoga.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So that was a really amazing place to do, and just loads of different traditions feeding off each other, because people, once you get into yoga, obviously there's great depth in the tradition. As I was saying, it's not just the physical movement, there's the meditation, which is not separate. There is many other meditation traditions in the world, but yoga has its own. Also the breathing and the breath work.
Is that the pranayama?
Pranayama, yes.
Pranayama. And what's the asana?
So asana is the physical posture that I was talking about. So it's very good.
I only read this on your, I think it was on your Facebook page, actually. I was quite intrigued as to what that meant. One thing I was wondering, obviously you've got sort of 9 or 10 people coming to your classes now. How often are people coming to yoga each week? I mean, to really get the benefits, is it once a week, twice a week, three times, you know, to really start feeling a benefit from doing yoga? Mm. How often should we be doing it? You're going to tell me every day, aren't you?
Well, there's many traditions of yoga that no one says 7 days a week, but 6 days a week, yes.
Right.
But it's like any exercise. Yeah. The more you do it, the more benefit you get.
Yeah. Okay, and realistically, I mean, are you seeing the same faces once a week or more often?
So far, it's been once a week for people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the timings as well, the way that I've got my classes, people are either free in the evenings or the mornings.
Right.
But I think it's really nice. I mean, I'm really new to business, although members of my family are in business. And working in media, I've never really been exposed directly to business.
No.
So it's a real exploration for me, that side of it, which is interesting, and I'm just trying to work out at the moment how it works for people, what works, how you can get the word out. So I feel like it's a kind of a playful exploration, just trying to see, what suits people.
I know you've got a Facebook page and you're on the radio now, so you're promoting it this way. How else are you promoting it? Or is it word of mouth or posters up in the...
Word of mouth. Oh, I've been doing, old school posters. I've done some flyers, which I've put around Surbiton. Haven't got into Kingston yet, so I'm sure that'll be a big market and I really should do it. But somehow I ended up starting the yoga business at the same time as starting work almost full time. So
I was wondering if that's
and
what you did.
Moving house. So it's been a busy month.
Yeah, so all the stressful things all at one time.
Yeah, but actually, you know, I really love teaching yoga and doing it. And I have to say that it actually makes everything else easier, really.
Yeah.
The yoga itself, and like you say, that riverside location, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I can imagine, actually. So is the idea really once you're, you know, the word is out and you're gaining more and more clients and maybe increasing numbers of classes, you can sort of pare down the day job? Or is the day job something that you love?
I think it will be like I say, just a watch and see.
Watch and see. Yeah. It'll grow organically if it's right, if it's meant to.
Yeah. And again, that's something that's really important in yoga is presence and being present in the moment. So in class, we really pay attention to small details like pressing through your feet when you're stretching upwards. And when you're stretching sideways, really engaging your core, so you're protecting your back.
Yeah.
So being present is something that's really important in yoga and that I've found beneficial in my life also.
Right. Okay. Well, I was looking at your Facebook page, as I said earlier, and I noticed that you do baby and carers yoga. How does that work? People actually bring their babies into the yoga class?
Or? Well, Anne, that's what I'm trying to work on because I haven't had any babies yet.
Oh, okay.
This is one of my key marketing goals in my very undefined yoga marketing strategy.
Okay.
But basically they're babes in arms. So yep. Either they'll sleep in their carry cots.
Yep.
Or they can just go on the mat.
Right.
And we'll kind of work around them.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not so much doing yoga with the actual babies. The babies are just sort of passive observers while
okay.
the mum or the dad or the auntie or granny, whoever, just gets to have a bit of stretch and relaxation.
Oh, okay. The reason I asked that question is in a magazine 2 or 3 months ago, I saw a photograph of someone doing yoga and she was holding the baby. And she looked like she was doing some kind of downward dog thing, holding it. It probably wasn't that maneuver, but she was holding a baby, and I thought, is this part of the sort of baby's involvement and a part of the strength building exercise? Or
you definitely can. I mean, you can use the babies as weights if
as
you want
weights.
To. And actually, you know, the they always talk about, you know, the skin to skin. So I mean, if you've got the baby in the arms, it's all connection.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can definitely do that, but you'd probably need to be more trained in that particular art form than I am.
Right, okay, so it's not something you've experienced, even participating in the class, where that's been going on or anything? Not.
I taught a class in Doha just as a substitute a few times,
right.
where the babies were actually mobile, so they weren't walking.
Crikey.
One of them was walking, actually, some of them were crawling, but yeah, it's a bit hectic.
That is
they're
a bit
either
hectic.
Sleeping, breastfeeding, but at the same time, everyone just lets everyone get on with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, just everyone does what they need to.
Does
and
their
that's
thing.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the very key message, I'd say, with that kind of yoga or any, is that you shouldn't really be distracted what's going on around. It's just whatever you wanting to get out of it in that moment. You
right.
just focus on
focusing on yourself. You're not
on yourself.
You're not charging around the room like you would be in Zumba or something. So
no.
you're not about to knock anybody's baby out of their arms.
No.
No, okay.
And even, you know, the atmosphere sort of generally calms the kids down. I never saw any kids like running around crazy and just, you know, very tiny babies having a little cry just because they need a feed.
Yeah.
So I think it's still very beneficial practice.
Okay, so you haven't done the baby and carers classes yet. That's on the
Not
agenda.
Here, yeah,
no.
So like I say, I taught a few there, but this is part of the exploration.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely a load of people with young families in Surbiton.
Yeah.
I mean, along with the joggers and the prams everywhere, yeah, you just see them everywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to work out how to get to certain markets. And like I say, I haven't got a very defined strategy, and it's all just coming from me and my spare time at the moment. So I'm just going to give myself some time and see how it goes.
Yeah, I think that's a good attitude, actually. Don't get stressed by it. I mean, obviously you were saying earlier that you're new to business, so I guess there's the whole pricing exercise and looking at the competition and all that kind of thing going on. Is there much competition? I mean, I would imagine there probably is.
Yoga is really popular, and there are some really wonderful established studios in Surbiton, and you know, I'd like to think like yoga is not really competitive. I still practice there, and you know, people need substitute teachers all the time. I mean, we all used to rely on each other when I was at the studio before, so actually being on my own means there's no backup at the moment, which I'm gonna have to work on as well. But I'm quite new in a way to the area. I actually grew up just down the road in Claygate, and I was at school in Surbiton.
Right.
But I've never lived there as an adult. So I've kind of moved there, and I'm just trying to find the community there.
And
this is also
a
really lovely way of doing it.
Yeah, good way of meeting some like-minded people.
Yeah.
Great. And I know that you're going to be doing private classes as well.
Yeah.
Is that
Well, that's definitely, I used to teach private classes, like one-on-one mainly, in Doha. And it can be a really good way to work if you've got some particular injuries or issues that you're working with.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are a bit shy. They want to just get to a certain level before they go in to a class. Yes. I would never say to anyone that they should worry about that. I would always say just go to the class. But people want what they want, so that's fine. But yeah, I'd like to actually take it into, like your next guest actually, I'm really interested in making it something really accessible to as many people as possible and to, the community and working with different groups of people in there.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, I've worked in an office for years in this stressful situation in front of a computer, and having just had about 6 months off, there's such a different world out there. And you do get in, like, people talk about this media bubble the whole time, but I think anyone who works 9 to 5 in an office misses out on a lot in a way during the day. There's a whole other world going on that you're not party to.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I think, unfortunately, for those of us who do work in an office all day, exercise is something that's very easy just to park and think, oh, I'm not, can't be bothered tonight, I haven't got the energy, or, you know, I've got to do something when I get home. And I do it, you know, I haven't been to Zumba for weeks, and, you know, I want to try yoga and, you know, all the other things which are on the list. They just do take second best.
Yeah, well, you get tired. And I think that's really something as well, that when you take the time to be still and to be quiet, either in yoga practice, if you go to a class, or even there's so many yoga videos and things online, you don't need to be a specialist to just do something at home.
Yeah.
And even if it's just a little bit of stretching or just sitting, it's really not rocket science. No. So it's going to bring you benefit. And what I was going to say about that, just slowing down and creating time, because whenever you're doing this movement with breath, which is the key of yoga, it really just brings you down and calms you and just takes the edge off that kind of frantic energy that a lot of us have so much of the time.
Yeah, for me, that would be the key benefit, a real calming exercise. And also the strength and the flexibility. I mean, I always used to think that yoga was about sort of sitting with your legs crossed and sort of going om. But clearly
sometimes
there's so much more to it than that. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right. Okay. So, sorry, I was just going to ask you, do you have any men come into class, or is it mostly women? Have you had any men in the class?
I will admit it's mainly women. However, my first client was a man, and he hasn't turned up since. He bought a 6-class pass.
Did he?
And he hasn't come back.
He's been really busy.
Yeah, exactly. And in fairness to him, he did email me last week, and I feel like I should give him a shout out now. Hi, Mark. See you soon. He said that he would be coming on Monday, so I'm very excited about that.
Okay, that's interesting to know. Maybe he was just intimidated by all these women. So just to sort of run through then, you've got classes Monday evenings or...
Yeah, Monday evenings at 7:30.
Yeah.
So hopefully works well just for after work and it's not too late because we finish at 9:15. And then on Friday mornings, I've got a few classes. So early doors, 7:45. So you can just about get to work afterwards for the vinyasa. So really energized at the beginning of the day. And the babies and carers, if anyone would like to try, come on down to our lovely Riverside location. And then the Hatha class, which I must tell you before we go, what Hatha means, moon and sun.
Ah, okay.
And in Sanskrit, the ancient Indian language, and it's perfectly indicative of yoga and a good thing to finish on because it's both bringing in the beauty of nature, which is so calming and beneficial, and also it's this perfect balance. With the moon, there is the sun. With strength, there almost needs to be flexibility. And that's all brought together in yoga.
Brilliant. Gosh, I could talk about this for hours, actually. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time. So really, it was just to ask you, if people want to get in touch with you to participate in your classes, what's the best thing to do? Find you on Facebook or...
Yeah, I'd say Facebook at the moment. Email. I'm working on a website. So the website is just my name, joannablundell.com, and that will come soon.
Okay.
But the yoga Facebook page is quite easy as well. It's just facebook.com/Joanna Blundell.
Yeah, yoga. I found it easy enough. Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Hope you've enjoyed the experience. We'd love to have you back in the future when you're sort of more established and you can tell us, you know, how it's going.
Thank you.
It'd be really interesting.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.